Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
On the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
What a sports weekend. The PGA down in St. Louis, Major League Baseball. We'll talk about it all with Mike Colas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette and you out there as we take it through the Monday edition of the Gym Class. It's coming your way right here on KGYM. Welcome in at 3:04. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class, and this August the 13th. Scott Unash back with you. Mark Dukes to my right, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer, across the glass, across the way, and you out there. Welcome in. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, and a great place where families meet up again and again. You can be there a quick lunch, catch the game after work, or bring the family in for an affordable and delicious meal at any time. That is Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Good show for you coming up. Mike Colas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us. Of course, Mike was down at Bellerive in St. Louis. In fact, spent time with Mike on Thursday morning as we were following around Sean McCarty as he was making his way around a steamy St. Louis. And thanks for rowing the boat, making sure everything was okay last week, you know, and I didn't get any phone calls, so I assume everything was fine.
Yeah, we had a good week, and I appreciated Kyle Mann sitting in with me, and Kyle and I had a good week, but it's great to have you back.
Well, thank you, and I will be here for a long time now. Because football is here. Football. We're getting closer and closer. High school season. Some teams start this week with week zero games. And then everybody in earnest starts next week. We've got a Thursday night game on the 23rd. That'll be Prairie and Washington. And then Jefferson and Kennedy coming up on Friday the 24th. South Gym game. Also an intercity battle. The first ever game for Iowa City Liberty. They will take on City High over at Bates Field. So good games coming up that first week of competition that we'll have for you right here on KGYM.
And we'll start our tailgate tour next week, that being Thursday at Washington. Our tour of metro area campuses. We'll make our rounds around the metro area and visit with a lot of the coaches, and some on Thursday, some on Friday.
First one will be on a Thursday, by the way, as we will be out of Washington getting ready for the game against Prairie coming up a week from this Thursday. But a lot to get to prior to that. We got college football in the offing. Camps are underway. Another Big Ten football program is this is getting tell me if you're sick of this story, and I think we're all sick of this story, but man alive, the wave, as somebody tweeted out earlier on, the wave to the Children's Hospital can only go so far in the Big Ten Conference, because now it's the Maryland Terrapins who are under the microscope at this time, and things are not looking good.
Yeah, DJ Durkin, the head coach, on administrative leave as a result of an investigation into the death of a lineman. It happened in May. He died of heat stroke or heat dehydration. Had a temperature of 106.
That's crazy.
106 when he was taken to the hospital. He ultimately died, unfortunately. And now Durkin and his staff under the microscope about their practices. Not football practices, but their practices in general towards those athletes. And frankly, Scott, you know, college, high school, metro youth, when you practice in 85, 90 degree heat, humidity, got to be careful.
You do. You do. And more is going to come out on that. I know it. And Ohio State, that onion keeps getting peeled back and stinking more and more. And man alive, that's not a good situation as well. And of course, you've got the suspensions for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Not quite as critical as the Maryland situation or the Ohio State situation, but still, guys are going to be out for that first game for the Hawkeyes. Kids' Day was Saturday at Kinnick Stadium, and the Hawkeyes went through their one and only public outing, if you will. Next time people will see them will be at kickoff as the Hawkeyes take on Northern Illinois on September the 1st at Kinnick Stadium. So if you were down there, you'd like to comment, love to hear from you on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Let us know your thoughts. Backup quarterback is still up in the air.
Yeah, from what I've read, and by the way, Rob Howe is going to join the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn between 4 and 7, I believe, in the 5 o'clock hour. Check me on that. But I know Rob said that Peyton Manziel looked, at least in one practice, to be ahead of Spencer Petras for that backup quarterback position. And all I've read, and I was at a golf outing Saturday, so I wasn't able to attend, but some of the freshmen that may be in line for playing time include Tyler Linderbaum out of Solon on the defensive line, linebackers Seth Benson and Dylan Doyle, and cornerback Julius Brents. Again, that was a snapshot of what's going on in practice, and maybe not, the best of snapshots. It's I think it was practice 8. But those freshmen seem to be doing a pretty good job. There were a handful of players who were in street clothes due to a variety of ailments, including Jacobus and Kennedy. He was on the sidelines, but you got to take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, and remember, freshmen are going to be able to play in a few games this year with the new changes coming down from the NCAA, and that's going to be a whole different kettle of fish out there.
It'll be interesting to see how different coaches
I am interested to
handle that. Yeah,
and I still think I still think there's going to be a loophole that no one is thinking about right now, that some coaches out there is going to spring on someone. These kids that are, 4 and 5 stars that are stacked at some of the upper programs, I'm not going to say the Iowa or anything like that, or Iowa State or what have you, they're going to play if they're like an Epinesa or what have you. But some of these places like Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, they're going to find a loophole, and they're going to bring out some of these kids in big games only. And we'll see. I'm a little skeptical. I want to see how this is all going to play out before it's all said and done.
There's going to be a true freshman who sits out the first 6-7 games and ends up MVP of the Rose Bowl. Just watch.
I would agree with you. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on that. Got all kinds of State of Iowa news. We have a team in the Little League World Series in the American Legion World Series, which hasn't happened since 1986, I do believe, for the Legion Series. Of course, the State of Iowa had a team, the Urbandale State Championship team, had many members that were in the Little League World Series back in, I think, 2013. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't been too long since Iowa's had a representative in Williamsport, but you'll get your Little League World Series fix coming up here of watching 10- and 11-year-olds play baseball.
I'm glad to see Legion Baseball is back. I thought it was on the verge of death for a while. It was so prominent in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Ken Charper at the helm, Hanford Post American Legion here in town.
I played it.
There was two teams and two strong teams at the time. Eventually it became one. And it's just a great program. And, of course, Iowa plays summer baseball. And for a lot of these teams in Legion ball, that's what they do in the summer. They play Legion ball. Their high school season's over. But this Dubuque County team, which includes a lot of talented players.
Yes, it does.
They're going to be playing starting Thursday in the World Series. So good luck to them.
Yep, they're going to play a team from Delaware there. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a quick break, come back. Text line is open if you want to talk about Kids' Day at Kinnick Stadium, but we're going to come back and Oh, by the way, there was a golf tournament over the weekend. Michael Oss will join us in a little bit here. We're going to talk with Mike here in about 10, 12 minutes or so, but we'll talk a little bit about it, what happened at Bellerive in St. Louis over the weekend. Stay with us. More to come. Gym class here on a Monday coming your way on KGYM. And all this week, we have Colonels tickets to give away, as the Colonels only have about a dozen games left, home games left in the season. So your opportunities are dwindling to get out and see some real good talent that the Twins have at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We've got Colonels tickets we'll be giving away coming up here before 4 o'clock today. Back with more after this. Gym class for Monday coming your way at KGYM.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. With an active personal checking account, you're eligible to earn. Over the past 2 years, DePaco members have shared more than $6 million in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and an active personal checking account. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The Iowa State Fair is just around the corner. You know what comes with the fair? Fair specials. Big Dog TV and Internet will be there, showing off the greatest in television technology. But if you can't make it to Des Moines, come visit our showroom on Blair's Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids or call 395-0800 to take advantage of the fair special. Get a $100 prepaid card with a new activation courtesy of Big Dog, your Dish Premier local retailer. See you at the fair. New customers must qualify DHA Plus or DHA Elite. Restrictions apply. Offer ends 8/31/18.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
.317 pack with you Monday edition of the gym class coming away at KGYM. We got Colonels tickets we'll give away before 4 o'clock. Michael Oss is going to be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. He was in St. Louis. It's hot, steamy St. Louis over the weekend and took in the PGA following Sean McCarty and Zach Johnson. And Zach with a fine 66 yesterday. Two shots behind a certain guy, though. All right. It's what the sports world is talking about. And you want to talk about it? Love to hear from you. 319-366-1600 on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line.
David Bodie's walk-off grand slam? Oh, no.
That wasn't. Well, a lot of people are talking about that, too. But no, there's we got a Tiger sighting over the weekend. More than a sighting. For a while, looked like the old Tiger. As Tiger finishes second in the PGA Championship, probably overshadowing the winner, Brooks Koepka, who, by the way, won his third major in the last six events.
Yeah.
In the last six majors. And it's not a Patrick Reed golf clap that he got, but it wasn't the Tiger roar that he received when he tapped in kind of weirdly out of order on the 72nd hole on Sunday.
Yeah, usually the eventual winner is going to mark his last putt. It was only 2 inches short of the hole, but as Koepka explained, it was in Adam Scott's line.
Right.
Had Adam Scott gone past the sight line, and he said, well, I'm going to go ahead and tap it in, which was unusual. He didn't get the accolades that, you know, the final putt of the champion usually gets. But, it felt like a two-part tournament to me in the end. Brooks Koepka doing things that very few other golfers have done. Won 3 of 6 majors, 2 in 1 season, and really played magnificent golf down the stretch. I thought it was great theater because so many players made a run at him. Adam Scott, Justin Thomas, Tiger Woods, among others. And Koepka just put the pedal down on the last 4 holes and eventually won by 2. But then there was Tiger Woods, who, as you mentioned, finished 2nd. Listen, this guy was, at the end of 2017, ranked 656th in the world. And the way he's played this year, that's earned him a world golf ranking of 26.
Ryder Cup spot.
Yeah, you can say, well, he had a lot of room to move up. But it's a meteoric rise.
Not a Julian Suri rise.
Like him or hate him, I mean, the television ratings were through the roof. And I'm going to ask you, you were there Thursday.
I was there Thursday.
Tiger shot 70 on Thursday, so not as many roars. And I'm going to ask Michael Ost the same question. Did you get to experience a Tiger roar when you're out on the course?
You know where he is. I mean, and
are you serious?
Oh, yeah. You know exactly where Tiger's at. And I kind of had lost my perspective as far as Tiger is concerned those 3 or 4 years he wasn't around. Wasn't at Erin Hills. We were at Erin Hills for one of the rounds. And was there in name only at Whistling Straits in 2015. I mean, that he shouldn't have been there. He missed the cut, didn't play very well, and not a lot of people were even watching him. Mm-hmm. It was more like, I feel bad for him, just the way he's swinging and whatnot. But you forget all the people that flocked to the Pied Piper. And then when you put him together with Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy, you got, you know, the circus was in town and the supergroup right there. 10, 15 deep, and no matter what he does, he gets a roar. And you know if it's you can tell right away if it's a birdie roar, if he hit one close, was it a good save on a par roar? I mean, you know.
Is it just the decibel level?
Yes.
Okay.
You know exactly where he is. I mean, it's easy, and it's. You hear something like that, and you look to your neighbor, and Tiger did something. and you can tell the difference between a Tiger roar and even a Justin Thomas roar. I mean, Justin Thomas outplayed him the first couple days. But the roar wasn't quite as big for Justin Thomas as it was for Tiger. And, you know, you know it as well as I know it. These guys are all good, by the way. They're all good. This just in. And, you know, I told you this, and we'll talk about it more here, but Tiger plays in an arena because he's got people circling his hole 10, 15 deep. And he showed it a few times yesterday, even though with his putting prowess and with his iron play, he got away with it to a 64. But he hit it all over the neighborhood on the front nine and shoots 32. He hit the ball on 9. As soon as it was hit, turned my wife, said, that's OB. Because we were there. We knew where it was going. That's OB. And all of a sudden, they show it from the blimp, and it's rolling down the cart path because it hit in the middle of the people and was saved. Now, I'm not saying he was going to shoot 78 yesterday, but it helps immensely. When you have a little wall to throw back.
We don't have that advantage.
We don't have that.
No.
I would have loved that for the city on a few shots, but we don't have that same advantage. But you know what? I'm not a Tiger fan. Everybody knows it. But I'm not stupid. What Tiger did was great for golf. I said the same thing for the Chicago Cubs in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
What the Cubs did was great for baseball. What Tiger did yesterday was great for golf. Now, does it mean he's going to win a major next year or the next time out? No, but he's going to win. It's just a matter of time. He's just that talented.
I think you might be a closet Tiger fan. I really do.
I don't think that's happening.
Well, why did you text me him walking to the first tee on Thursday? And you were right there.
Yeah.
Close enough to get the picture, Scott.
I did. It was 10, though. I thought he parred it and made a bogey in that hole.
Is that the extent you followed Tiger?
Because you're not going to watch any golf if mm-hmm. you follow Tiger. We waited for his group and then other groups again on 5. And then my wife got slightly steamed some people. The other thing is you bring in the group that doesn't play a lot of golf a couple times a year, and they don't know the rules and the etiquettes and things like that. And when somebody just Tiger's getting ready to hit, and they just stood in front of my wife. She, dude, you know the wife.
I do. 319-366-1600. That's our phone and our Hertine and Stocker jeweler text line. Were you at the PGA?
Move.
Did you? I was here first.
Yeah, we waited for an hour and 20 minutes. Oh, it was fun, though. It was good. And you know what? Belle Reve was great. I thought it was a great course for the PGA. If I could be an advisor to him, I would have probably told him to shave the fairways probably 3 to 5 yards on either side. I thought they were a little bit too wide. But you had to hit the fairway. And if you hit the fairway, you were going to do well. And that's what Koepka did. He played the best golf. Solidly.
That event was sold out. And how do you sell out a golf tournament?
Well, you got so many tickets to give out.
Why? Golf course is a big place.
Yeah, but you can get more people on some courses. You know, like Augusta, you can get a ton of people
mm-hmm.
on Augusta. Erin Hills, you couldn't get a lot of people on. This one was about halfway in between. There were some good sight lines to this one.
Mm-hmm.
There were some places, there weren't a whole lot of places you couldn't get to, but I thought it was a very good viewing course. Very playable, Belle Reve.
Like we talked about, this may be the last PGA championship played in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Because next year it's going to be in May. It's going to go April, May, June, July for the majors. The Open Championship will be the last major next year. And in May, maybe St. Louis weather could handle it. Certainly not Milwaukee or Chicago, probably.
No.
In early to mid-May. That's pretty risky. It'd be interesting to see. Of course, the sites are set up through
and there are
well
some
into
in the Northeast.
2020s. Yeah.
Yeah, like I think Baltusrol has another one. Be in Bethpage Black next year New York City.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a little chilly mm-hmm. in mid-May. That's getting a little iffy at that point. Up there. But yeah, let us know if you were there. 319-366-1600. Koepka played extremely good golf. Here's the difference. Tiger, yesterday, if it was the peak of Tigerdom in 2001, you would have seen the field melt. These guys... And we've said it before, these guys aren't afraid.
It was on the verge of that yesterday, I thought. A couple times I thought, maybe the field won't wilt.
Right.
But he's going to get this done.
There were a couple times when you thought that. But, you know, Thomas said in his interview, this is what I want. I want to play with him. And he missed a couple short putts that he thought he made.
He did.
Mm-hmm. I thought Thomas played steady, maybe the steadiest behind Koepka for the 4 days. Thomas played really good mm-hmm. golf. Adam Scott, good to see him playing well again. Certainly, he got 17 and 18 and didn't. He knew what he had to do, and he kind of overextended himself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we said, Koepka was very, very good. But Koepka didn't blink. Scott didn't blink.
Didn't at all.
Mm-mm. Thomas didn't blink, and that's, I think, the difference. The kids aren't afraid. Now, Tiger could still win one of these things, and he's going to win a tournament. I don't know if he's going to win a major, but he's going to win a tournament soon. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be Katie bar the door when it does happen.
Zach Johnson didn't come close to winning, although he had bookend 66s. Good first and fourth round. He was one of 11 players to make the cut in all four majors. No small feat.
That's pretty good.
Zach has done that now three times. And I would argue that this is probably his best year in the Masters. Three out of the four finished in the top 20. Of course, he's won the British. He's won the Masters. Those were great years, obviously. But in total, for all four majors to finish in the top 20 in three of them, that's pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good. I don't know if it's going to get him on the Ryder Cup team, though.
No, I think there's too many good players. I mean, Tiger's going to be in.
Tiger's going to be in.
The core eight are settled by points, and there's four other captain's picks. There will be three announced in early September and then the last one the following week. And you got to believe Tiger's going to be one of them now.
He's going to be in. It'd be silly not to put him on the team.
Phil Mickelson?
I don't know. I love Phil, but I don't see him. He might be that 12th pick, or how many? Yeah, 12. He might be that last pick. Mm-hmm. See, I'm a little worried. I thought Kisner was going to be a dead solid ringer, and this is the second time in a row on the weekend when the heat was on and he wilted.
There's a Kyle Stanley, a Kisner. The pool is deep right now. I think
it is. And it's going to be a great Ryder Cup. Going to be a great Ryder Cup coming up. We're going to talk to Mike Halas. He was in St. Louis. By the way, great to see Sean McCarty down there. I know he didn't make the cut, but played some steady golf with an injury. We're going to talk about that with Mike. If you have any comments, love to hear from you on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. I know there were a lot of Iowans down there. I know there are a lot of Eastern Iowans down there. If you were there, let us know what you thought at 319-366-1600. We'll take a break, come back. Mike Halas will join us, and we'll talk more about the PGA. We'll talk a little bit of Iowa football as well when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why they're Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell them to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $25.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQU.com.
We are back at 3:32, coming up on 3:33 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. We have Colonel's tickets we'll be giving away before 4 o'clock. Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will follow us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock on ESPN programming. coming your way. Next Twins broadcast tomorrow night, Twins and the Pittsburgh Pirates from Target Field, and that will begin at 7 o'clock. Mike Halas set to join us right now. You can follow him on Twitter, at Halas. You can also read his terrific stuff at thegazette.com, and we encourage you to do so. And Mike was there in St. Louis over the weekend, starting on Thursday, I guess, as he was covering the PGA with Zach Johnson playing and then Sean McCarty playing as well. How many shirt changes did you have average per day, Mike?
Not enough.
It was steamy, wasn't it?
I tell you what, I was out there Friday, and I walked about 24 holes on Friday, and the rain delay, most people were bitterly disappointed, and I was looking at that cloud, and I was saying, just go ahead and pour. Well, I mean, I was at out on the back of the course, and I was thinking, you know, this would probably be a bad place to black out. But the thought was running through my mind.
Before we get to yesterday's finish, Mike, let's talk about Sean McCarty for a minute. He had the second-best score among club pros. One made the cut, Ben Kern, actually played with Zach Johnson yesterday. But evidently, reading your piece, fighting through an injury and just missing the cut by three, he can say he played the weekend at the PGA, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and he did, jokingly. Yeah. But I thought he played well. His first couple holes, first three holes on Thursday, he didn't look right, and I wasn't the only person who thought so. And so I quickly found out why. He had what he believes is a torn biceps tendon in his shoulder, and it couldn't have been a much worse time for that, but he did play through it, and he started to get comfortable Thursday, and actually doing pretty well until he had a double bogey on a par three on what I believe was his 12th hole of the day. I could be wrong. So he has a first round 74, and it's going to be a battle to make the cut. But he comes back Friday, and he was two under on the front nine, and he finished the round Saturday because of the rain suspension Friday, and he ends up with a second round 69, which is one under, and shooting a 69 in a major tournament, you know, that speaks for itself. I don't need to pound on any drums about that. That's doing something, and he was well down the leaderboard, but he beat Phil Mickelson, he beat Bubba Watson, and it wasn't, I mean, the course played soft in many people's minds, but it didn't play soft for everybody.
What did Sean do particularly well to score that well?
It was off the tee, I think. Yeah, I mean, he didn't really ever make any long putts, and I think that was the difference. The short game, you know, guys like him, top club pros, top pros, I should say, in the state of Iowa or anywhere, they just don't get that much experience with pins that are tucked away, that they're tucked at major tournaments or just regular PGA Tour events. And I think that catches up to him after 36 holes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the great ones, they get close when those pins are hidden or they're in a tough spot.
And they make everything when they get gone. I mean, they make everything.
Right, I know. But, I mean, look, he gave it a shot. If he makes a few putts, and that's what they always say, I made a few putts. But if he made a few 10 or 12 footers, he would have played on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He showed, and when we were following him on Thursday, and I ran into you, and he showed he belonged there. If you took the club pro nomenclature out of there. I think people that didn't know any better would say, oh, that guy's a pro. I just haven't heard of that name.
Yeah. You know, and similar comments have been made in this area because John's from West Branch and has been in, you know, Cedar or Johnson County his whole life. Similar comments have been made about him like that for 20 years. He's had a beat-up body. He's had all kinds of injuries. He's had back problems much of his adult life. I think it dates back to his University of Iowa days. And, you know, and that's the athlete's life, I know, but it affects some people a lot worse than others. But I remember, and maybe we've talked about this, if so, and forgive me, but I remember he played at the John Deere Classic in a practice round with Ben Crane and Aaron Baddeley, and they told him he should be out here. He played with Brant Snedeker for parts of 3 days down there, and the Snedeker was clearly impressed with him, and they sort of became fast friends. McCarty's tee shots were, I don't know what, I don't, you know, they have calculations for everything, but he's like got the fastest club speed of anybody who was down there,
yeah.
You know, with the driver. And I guess people were coming up to him, pros were coming up to him and asking him, how do you do that? And basically his answer is to shrug his shoulders and say, I don't know. You know, he really has always been just a naturally skilled player. And, God, he's won a lot of things in his life, you know. I mean, in the state of Iowa, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And the thing is, if he can be reasonably healthy, there are a lot of people, himself included, who think he could go play on the Champions Tour in 5 years.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. I agree with you, Scott. And so, you know, I hope it happens.
In terms of Zach Johnson, and then we'll get to the real tournament that happened on Sunday, but we made the point that Zach was one of 11 players who made the cut in all four majors this year. And he's done that three times now, top 20 in three out of the four. But yet this may ring hollow this season, right?
Yeah. After Thursday, he was feeling good, and he had a 66, and, you know, he had the good feelings going. But it wasn't one of those 66s that, you know, left you awestruck, and he admits it. He fortunate to have a 66. Sometimes you're very unlucky and you have a 74, you know, but he didn't have that kind of luck to go with his game on Friday and Saturday. Yesterday, he snapped back and had another 66. It takes 4 days like that and not two, and that was the difference. And Friday, he got it to 6 under fairly early, and I thought, you know what, I think he's going to contend. But things kind of got away, and Saturday was not very good, and it's a pretty thin line between first place and 20th place. But at the same time, he didn't play like a contender, and he didn't really give it the kind of go that he gave the British Open a month earlier.
Zach, everyone that knows him knows that one of his goals each year is to play, represent his country, President's Cup or the Ryder Cup. He needed something pretty spectacular to happen. I don't think it's going to happen this year for the Ryder Cup. I hope I'm surprised and I'm wrong about that, but he needed something pretty big to happen, I think, to make the team.
I agree. I think if he doesn't just tear it up in the playoffs, which start the week after this one, because Furyk doesn't make his four at-large picks until September, and makes the last pick like mid-September. But he's got so many good players to choose from who, you know, have better results this year. Bryson DeChambeau, and I mean, I can name names. Phil Mickelson's name is on that list, and I can't see him overlooking Mickelson. Tiger Woods' name is on that. Now, I don't know. Is Tiger's in the top eight or not? I haven't paid attention.
No, he's not.
No,
he's not.
Okay, well, you got to pick him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no debate there. Jim Furyk, the captain's got to pick him. And I don't think you leave off Mickelson either, who's been on the team for a quarter of a century. That doesn't leave much. And you have to really stand out. And you've got guys like Tony Finau and Schauffele. I can't pronounce his name.
Schauffele,
whatever. But guys who've been really consistently good. So it's probably not going to happen. And Johnson's been on five Ryder Cup teams. He lives for it. I mean, the one thing that you can never say about Zach Johnson is he's not a competitor. And that to me is his biggest Ryder Cup attribute, is you put him out there on Sunday and you don't want to be his opponent because you know you're going to get everything and then some. And his singles record in Ryder Cup's 3-1-1. The only time he lost was against Darren Clark in Ireland,
mm-hmm.
when it was the Darren Clark Ryder Cup. You know, so emotional. And so he's a hard guy to leave off, but I don't think that, you know, barring a great run in the playoffs, I don't think that Furyk can pick him.
Yeah. By the way, Alex Shockey just in, shot 75 today at the U.S. Amateur at Spyglass. So
Frank Linwell, Cedar Rapids, just going off a couple minutes ago to start his U.S. Amateur.
Yeah, out mm-hmm. in California right there. Michael Haas joining us here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. Mark asked me if you can tell the difference between a tiger roar and other roars, and
yeah.
I said, you're darn right you can.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard them, though, more times than I have at being in Augusta.
I've never been, yeah, I mean, those make a certain sound, but I've been to quite a few majors now, and I probably was at my last one this weekend because there are no more majors scheduled in the Midwest, period.
Yeah, and now with the PGA in yeah. May, it's going to be hard.
Right, and so, okay. But of all the ones I've been, I've not seen / heard a crowd like the one in St. Louis this weekend. And Saturday, Tiger's threesome played directly in front of Zach's threesome, so I followed Zach for those 18 holes, and it was more than distracting, let me tell you. I mean, and Tiger was on the front nine, especially making a lot of birdies. The place was, I'd say it's a zoo, but zoos are a lot quieter. You know, I mean, it really was, it was something. And don't kid yourself if you don't think that a lot of people aren't still fans of his. People were just like thirsting for this. They wanted so much for him to contend and to win and to take him back to a time when that's basically all he did. And for him to play the way he did play, you saw what happened yesterday. It was people couldn't tear themselves away from their TV sets for 5 hours, and the ratings were, I believe, 70% better than last year. It was a spectacle.
There were people on Twitter yesterday that are hardly a golf fan, that they were tuned into it, friends here in the building and elsewhere. But, yeah, when Tiger walked off the 72nd hole and up those stairs and overlooking the sea of fans, it was like the conquering hero had returned.
Yeah, I walked across that bridge, and I'll tell you what, that was cool. That was cool. I mean, when you're just doing it following, you know, Sean McCarty after he got off the court.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, you know, dozens of people standing down there cheering for him. That was cool. And this was thousands and thousands. And, it was one of those deals that's kind of, it was theater. It was great theater. And I'm you guys ask me about the golf stuff a lot on here, and that's okay. But I don't sit at home and watch it for 4 hours on a Sunday. I don't care, you know, and in general. But this thing yesterday, I came home Saturday night, and so Sunday I turned it on, and I could not watch. I mean, I was afraid of what I'd miss.
It was great theater. It was great theater. And then, well, you can go into that question and even more on that, which will take three 60-minute shows. But anyway, Brooks Koepka wins. And, you know, oh, by the way, everybody, Brooks Koepka won his third major in the last six that he has played. That's good. I'm trying to tell people, Brooks Koepka looks like a completely different being out there. Yeah, the guy makes Dustin Johnson look small.
I know. He like didn't pretty much just put himself in the Hall of Fame yesterday.
He did.
He's what, 27, 28? I don't know. And he said this a couple of days ago. He said, and it might have been longer ago than that, but he said, I can do things out here that other guys can't. And I thought when I read that, that's interesting. I think I'm going to have to start paying attention to this guy. And you watched him Sunday, and it's like, you know, I think he's right.
You know what's going to happen, though? Drug testing. People are going to demand drug testing, seeing this guy all bulked up. Tiger sweating profusely, even though it's 90 degrees and 75% humidity.
Yeah, sweating profusely is not going to wash with me, Mark.
I don't mean either. There was a reason we were looking for shade at about 2.
Oh, I'll tell you what, by Saturday, I had my own mental map of every tree on that course.
But you know what? Golf, though, before we leave it here, it's and we were talking about it a little. The difference is 15 years ago, 17 years ago, when Tiger was going through the Tiger Slam, everybody would have wilted yesterday. And I think what hopefully that we have for maybe 2 or 3 years – I mean, Tiger's going to be 43 next year. Can still win, but, you know, it's 43, and there's more kids coming out of college that are really good and can hit it about 400 yards. These kids aren't afraid, which makes the golf even better because you get what you had yesterday, and yesterday was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, that's sports, and that's human humanity, I think. It's that we always say there's never going to be another, and then somebody else comes along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there'll never be another Michael Jordan. Well, I think there probably will, and I think that LeBron James is awfully close, and I thought that Kobe Bryant was awfully close, and there's somebody in high school right now who's probably going to be a little bit better. And it would be pretty dull, you know, if Babe Ruth were just the best, period, and nobody was ever better, you know? And so Tiger was a nostalgia act until yesterday, and it's like, okay, maybe not yet, you know? But it will be a big deal if and when he ever wins another major, because what you just said of what he'll have to do to win it, who he'll have to beat.
Yeah, there'll never be another David Bode, Mike. I know that.
That's two of those you got today. Kyle's going to bring out the video again.
Come on! Where'd this guy come from? Come on! Mike, I'm disappointed you didn't know about the Polynesian College Player of the Year until this week.
Yeah, well,
I didn't either.
You got a clear space in your head to be surprised. Here I always send out a press release, AJ Epenesa is candidate for the Polynesian Player of the Year Award, and I'm thinking, okay, who's the other guy?
Yeah.
You know, oh, it's Ray Leem of Iowa State, and oh, it's 51 others. And you look, and it's like, yeah, and a lot of them are really good.
Alabama quarterback, I think, right? Is on that list?
Yeah. There's a guy at Wisconsin named Olive, and I don't want to pronounce his last name because I'll get it wrong, but he's got a great resume. And Ray Leem is a really good player at Iowa State. I think he got overlooked in all Big 12 voting last year, but he's like the glue guy of their defense. And he's Polynesian, or a Polynesian descent. And you know what? People think Epenesa is going to be something really special. So who knows? Maybe we'll have a Polynesian Player of the Year or two in this state in the next
couple of years.
I didn't mean to be flip about that because there have been and there are now some very good players of Polynesian descent. So don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know. Yeah. But these watch lists get so silly.
Yeah, yeah.
First inclination is to write it off as just a cheap publicity stunt.
Well, Anthony Nelson was named on a watch list
today. There's no Czech College Player of the Year, I don't think.
Oh, there ought to be. There ought to be. Football is around the corner for you, Mike.
That's a hockey country, I think.
Yeah, I think very so.
Very much so. Very much so. Hey, if it's okay, we'll just catch up with you starting weekly next week. Is that good with you, man?
Sure, I guess.
All right.
I got off jury duty today, so I'm good for another 2 years on that front.
Very good. Although, you know.
Can't say the same for the gym class.
Law and Order CR is missing you at this point. But, hey, appreciate it, Mike. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Mike Halas. Read his stuff on Twitter, at Halas, and read his stuff at thegazette.com. I'm going to take a break. Come back. Colonels tickets up for grabs right now. There are only about a dozen games left in the season, so make your plans to get out to Veterans Memorial Stadium. Colonels at home tonight, as a matter of fact. Kyle's got your information. We need caller number six right now, 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. You are going to pick up tickets to see the Colonels in a future game. Back with more after this.
Who's been named one of the 10 best burgers in Iowa? Burger Fiend. Their mouth-watering food is prepared with the highest quality ingredients right before your eyes. Every burger is created from 100% Angus beef that's ground fresh daily. And they serve hand-cut fries. Place your order, and your Burger Fiend burger is cooked to order. And you choose from 20 toppings, sauces, and add-ons to make it your own. Feed your inner fiend at Burger Fiend in the old Springhouse building on Center Point Road, Cedar Rapids.
This is Twins first baseman Joe Mauer, the legendary legend of legend, baseball son of the Twin Cities. Minnesota lore foretold of his greatness, and it couldn't have been more correct. He stands among us today, part myth, part man, all Minnesotan, all-star, five-time silver slugger, three-time gold glover, MVP, and one hell of a nice guy. That is Joe Mauer. This is How We Baseball. Get your tickets to see Mauer and the Twins at twinsbaseball.com.
It's Smart Rock Jeopardy!
The categories are Smart FM, Smart Rock, I'm a Smart Alex, and Smarty Pants. We begin with our returning champion.
Let's do I'm a Smart Alex for 800.
All right. And it's the Daily Double. Your wager.
All of it.
Wow. Risking everything. Bold. Here's the answer. This radio station plays a copious collection of deep cuts and live tracks.
What is Smart FM?
Correct. We also would have accepted Smart Rock or Smart Rock on Smart FM.
Trying to find a better job can be really hard when you already have a job. So PMX is making it easier for you. They're having special open interviews, and you choose the time and day that works best for you. Tuesday, August 21st from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. or Thursday, August 23rd from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. At PMX, you'll start at over $17 an hour with health insurance and other benefits kicking in day one. Come for open interviews August 21st or 23rd at PMX. Apply before you come at ipmx.com. ipmx.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Al and Marion is going to go see the Colonels before the regular season ends. Colonels on a playoff run right now, trying to get into the Midwest League playoffs. They are at home tonight to take on Quad Cities. And that will get underway at 6:35. We got a Lunchbox Heroes. Did you know that, Mark? We got a Lunchbox Heroes on Wednesday. Going to be at Mercy Hospital.
Yep.
So looking forward to that. Going to feed some of the workers over there. And a big thanks to Built by Pros and all the great sponsors, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A Lindale, Acme Tools, Mediacom, Poncheros, Red Wing Shoes, United Rental, Dr. Pepper, Domino's, Pizza, Mantality, Star Equipment, and Airgas. If you were slated to be there Wednesday, we're going to feed you. There you go.
Lunchbox a series about to wrap up, and then we transition to the tailgate tour of Metro campuses. That coming up a week from Thursday. At Washington.
Indeed. We got a poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway to let you know about.
Yep, go to KGYMradio.com and access it. How many Big Ten football coaches will be fired before the start of the 2018 season? Three choices, one, two, or zero. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. And Emil's will be around to start that 2018 season.
They will.
I know that.
Yes, they will, indeed. And
that's Urban Meyer, DJ Durkin, both on leave right now. Who knows what else is going to happen, but
we hope nothing else, because the Big Ten can't take a whole lot.
That's right.
More bad things, bad PR. Not even PR, just bad things in general that has happened in the off season. So we'll see how it all plays out. Go ahead and vote. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway for helping us out. We're going to talk Major League Baseball coming up tomorrow. Mark, have more on David Bodie as well. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't.